Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Mem Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words Hado Pli Gal Nakai and the Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's about halfway through Chaf Tes Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Meisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had taught that one who has Karim Ravai within a day's journey of Yerushalayim must bring it there and is not allowed to be paided. And four cities were listed as the markers for a day's journey away. So when it tells us Hado Pli Gal Nakai, this is not like Nakai, and we're going to see a number of different situations where cities were listed as being very close to Yerushalayim, and these cities are actually beyond the cities listed in our Mishnah. So the first one's about this Nakai fellow. Nakai have a shamish Migdal Tzavaya. Nakai was a shamish in this place called Migdal Tzavaya. B'chalir was shuva every Erev Shabbos. Min d'hava ave kandiloi. After he set up the candles, hava salik Shabbos beis mikdasha. He went up to the base of mikdash for Shabbos. V'nachas u'madlik loin. And this is after he already lit the candles. And so we see that after lighting the candles, he was within the tchum and able to walk to the base of mikdash. And we know that Migdal Tzavaya is further than the cities that we mentioned. Now, v'istamr and some say that Sefer hava, he was a mlamed, a teacher, and b'chalir was shubsa every Erev Shabbos. Hava salik Pashat Sidra the Beis Hamikdash, he would go to the Beis Hamikdash to say Shnai Mikra, Venachas Shabbos Mbeise, and then he would come back to his house to spend Shabbos there, and so clearly this is within a day's journey. Another story, Tartiroi de Mahalol, this fellow named Tartiroi, who lived in this place called Mahalol, Havasalik Shabbos Lugoy Beis Hamikdash, he would go and spend Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash, Vlo have a Barnash Karz Latei Nasa, Kadmai Minei. There wasn't anyone who got to the fig trees Sunday morning before him, which means that Matzei Shabbos, he was able to get back to his place, Mahalol, and he was the first one out of bed Sunday morning, ready to pick figs. And once again, we know that Mahalol is further than these places listed in the Mishnah, and clearly it was less than a day's journey. Another story, B'nai Tzipori, Havan Sulkin Shavsun Begoy Beis Mikdash. These girls from Tzipori, they would spend Shabbos in the Beis Mikdash. B'lo Havan Barnash Karz L'Teinaya Kadmai Minhan. There wasn't anyone that woke up early Sunday morning to go pick figs before them. Another story, B'nai Lod, girls from Lod, and Lod was actually mentioned in the Mishnah as being a day's journey away from the Beis Mikdash. And what do they do? Ha'ilosh Yisasan. They would knead their dough. Va'ilos, they would go up umespalos and daven in the Beis Mikdash. And come back before it became chametz, meaning before it rose. And we know that it takes 18 minutes for dough to rise, so it didn't take a full day from Lod to Yerushalayim. It took less than 18 minutes. And one more story, which the Farshim say doesn't really fit here. Chad Barnash, there was a fellow, Havakayim Radi, he was plowing with his ox. Paskas Tarse Kumai, his ox started running away from him. Havas Parya, he was chasing it, Vuhupari, and it continued running. Parya, he chased it, Vuhupari, and it continued running. Adishtakachi Abba Bavel, until he found himself in Bavel. So Amrulay, the people there asked him, Amos Nafkes, when did you leave Eretz Yisrael? Amar Loini told him, Yom Medina, I left today. So Amar Loini asked him, Bahai Datisa, which derech, which way, which road did you take to get here? Amar Loini, so he told him, Bada is this and that one, that's how I got here. So Amar Loini, they asked him, Isa Chamilon, could you come and show us? Nafak Bai Machamil Loini, he went out and wanted to show them which road he took, Lechakim Bahaida, and he wasn't able to find it. Now, either which way, the Gemara concludes, Mechal de Pliga, we see that clearly this is not like our Mishnah, because as we said in the beginning, all these cities mentioned in the Mishnah are days' journey away, and the cities mentioned over here are beyond these cities, and we see they're much closer than a day's journey away. And the Gemara says, no problem, afilu tamer lesu pligo. We can even say this is not a machlokes. Mechila is hayu. There actually used to be tunnels underneath the ground so that people could get from where they lived directly to Yerushalayim with no roadblocks and no issues and no twists and turns. Vinignizu, but they were closed up, they were sealed up, and that's why in all these stories that we just mentioned, it was very quick to get to Yerushalayim. That's because they took the tunnel route. Whereas in the Mishnah, we're talking about the above ground route on the roads, and everything was very twisty and turny. And I don't say if that's pshat in the pasuk. Gadar Duracha Begazis, he walled my roads with stone, Nisivaisai Eva, he twisted my paths, namely after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, these tunnels were closed up, and all the roads above ground were windy and twisty. Now just clarify something that we said in the Mishnah, that when it was during the stage, that the Takana was not in effect, namely that if you were within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, you did not have to bring your grapes of Karim Ravai into Yerushalayim, and they could be redeemed outside. So the Gemara just clarifies, Rav Yonah says, B'Shem Rav Zeira, Afilu Karim Shaya Samach L'chaima Haya Nifta, even if you had a Karim, a vineyard, right next to the wall of Yerushalayim, you could be putting those grapes outside and you didn't have to bring them inside. Now we continue explaining, Rabbi Yisrael Amar V'chulu, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael had said that once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the Takana is going to once again be in effect that one has to bring the grapes to Yerushalayim. Now this is mashma, that there won't be sufficient grapes in the markets because all the local grapes are going to be used for the wine of the Nesachim. So Rabbi Yachah tells us, Zois Ameres, this statement in the Mishnah is telling us, Shebeis HaMikdash Asad Libanes Kaidim Malchus Beis David, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt before Malchus Beis David, which means before Mashiach comes. And how do we know this? Mem Tassom is on top, because the Pasuk says, Vidam Einov Tishta Chomer. And this is talking about the times of Mashiach, that every single grape is going to produce large quantities of wine. And V'atam Rahachin, you're saying this, you're telling me that when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, there's not going to be enough grapes in Yerushalayim for everyone, because all the grapes are going to be used for the Nesachim, and therefore people who have Karim Ravai outside Yerushalayim are going to have to bring those grapes inside, so there could be enough grapes for everyone? How could that be? This Pasuk tells us, Vidam Einov Tishta Chomer. It must be that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt before Mashiach comes, and this pasuk is only talking about during the days of Mashiach. Therefore, we're going to have a stage that we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to require wine for Nesachim, and all the grapes in Yerushalayim are going to be used for that, necessitating people outside Yerushalayim bringing their Karam Ravai inside. And continuing to explain, we had said Karam Ravai Beisham Omer V'chulu. Beisham had said that Karam Ravai, when it's redeemed, when we're paid it, a person does not have to add on a fifth, and it doesn't have a din of beer. So Tani, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yami, Rabbi says, B'medvar Murim, when does Beisham say the Shita? B'Shvias. This is only on Shemitah, Aval B'Shar Shnei Shavua, but the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, namely years 1 through 6, Beisham says, Yeshle Chaimesh V'Yeshle Beer, then when being paid the Ravai, one has to add on a fifth, and it does have a din of beer. Now, I'll die to the din Tanoya, according to this Tana, according to this teaching, Loi Lamdu Neter Ravai El Meiser Sheni. It must be the Neter Ravai is being learned from Meiser Sheni. Kemad Tamar Ein Meiser Sheni B'Shvias, just like we say that there's no Meiser Sheni on Shemitah, with the Chavosei Ein Neter Ravai B'Shvias. Similarly, there's no Neter Ravai in Shvias, and that's why Beisham is saying that there's no Chaimesh and there's no beer when redeeming it on Shemitah. The Gemara asks Me'at, if that's really so, Al Yulai Kedusha, it shouldn't be Kadesh even in the first place. Since there's no Meiser Sheni on Shvias at all, there shouldn't be a din of Ravai at all on Shemitah. It shouldn't have to have redemption whatsoever. Not just that a fifth shouldn't have to be added on, but we shouldn't require any pidyon of Ravai on Shemitah. And the answer to that is Kedushas Me'elav Lamdu. The Kedusha of Ravai is learned on its own, not from Meiser Sheni. Where do we get this from? Because the Pasuk tells us, Kadesh Hilulim. That's what Pasuk said in regards to Ravai. And what do we learn from here? Harehu Kekadesh Shekarin Olav as a Halel. This Lashon of Hilulim is like the word Halel, and that means that Ravai is just like something else which is Kadesh that we say Halel over, namely Bikurim. In other words, we see that Ravai is like Bikurim. Ask the Gemara, if that's so, Vihei Mutter L'Oinein. It should be Mutter for one to eat Ravai as an Oinein. An Oinein is somebody who had an immediate relative die and they're still not buried yet, and we know that one is not allowed to eat Ravai in such a state. But if it's being compared to Bikurim, one should be allowed to. So the answer is Tani was taught, we have to add a word into the Girsa over here. The Pasuk tells us, Kaidesh Magit Shu Asr L'Oinein. That teaches that it's Asr for an Oinein. We ask another question, Vihei Chayv Beer. If we're comparing Ravai to Bikurim, so should we Chayv in beer? And the answer to that is, begin to Reb Shimon. This is just like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Paiter Ben Abir. Reb Shimon Paters Ravai from beer. And lastly, we have a question that we do not have an answer to, Vihifte Mechomer L'Karka. If we're comparing Ravai to Bikurim, so we should be allowed to be Paitit while it's still attached to the ground, the same way that Bikurim is designated while it's attached to the ground. And as we just said, there's no answer to this question. Now, all this was the way Rebbe understood Shitas Beis Shammai. However, the Gemara continues, Tani Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Echad Shvias Nona Malfantav Echad Charshnei Shavua, whether we're talking about Shemitah or the rest of the years of the Shemitah cycle, Beis Shammai Oimer Beis Shammai says, Ein Loi Chemesh Vein Loi Beer, that Karam Ravai doesn't have a din of a Chemesh or beer. And I'll die to Adain Tanaya, according to this, Lo Lamdu Netar Ravai Meiser Sheni Kol Iker. Netar Ravai is not being learned from Meiser Sheni whatsoever. And that's why it's not just a din on Shvias, it's a din throughout all the Shemitah years. There's no chiv to add on a fifth, and there's no din of beer. So the Gemara asks, Me'at, if that's so, Ayilai Kedusha, so should it be Kaddish at all, if we're not learning Ravai from Meiser Sheni? And the answer once again is, like we said before, Kedusha Sama'elav Lamdu, the fact that Ravai is Kaddish is learned from a totally different Pasuk, as the Pasuk tells us, Kaddish Hilulim, and that teaches us, Harehu Ke Kaddish, Shekarin Olav as a Halel, it's just like something that's Kaddish, that we say Halel over, namely Bikurim. So once again, we ask, Vehe Mutal Einin, it should be Mutter for an Einin, and the answer again is, Tani, it was taught, and we have to add in the word, Kaddish, the Pasuk says, Magit Shu Asal Einin, that tells us that it's Asal for an Einin. Another question, Vehechayav Beer, it should be Chayav Beer, and the answer to that is, begin to Rab Shimon, this is just like Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon Paitim and Abir, Rab Shimon Patras Revive from beer. And once again, we have this last question that doesn't have an answer, Vyifta Mechobar Lekarka, we should be allowed to redeem it when it's Mechobar Lekarka, if it's like Bikurim, and no answer to this. Now we conclude with the following, Rab Zaira Ba Kumi Rab Avo, Rab Zaira asked in front of Rab Avo, Minayin Shuton Pidyon, namely, if we're not learning Revive from Meiser Sheni like Rabbi did, and Revive its own thing completely, so how do we know we have to be Paitim in the first place? And the answer is, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Kodesh Hilulim, and how do we read this word Hilulim? Kodesh Chilulim. And Lomis Menoin, Rabbanon Darshi Bein Hei Leches, the Rabbanon don't have an issue of darshining a Hei and a Ches because they're interchangeable, and therefore Hilulim is read as Chilulim, namely the first you have to be Mechalel it, and only then you're allowed to eat it if you're not going to be bringing it up to Yerushalayim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.